Hello, my friends. Welcome to the Night Tales Creepypasta podcast. You can also watch these stories with visuals and extra content on my YouTube channel, and I strongly encourage you to subscribe while you're there. You'll find the link in the show notes. Thanks very much. Now, here comes today's story. I hope you enjoy it. My name is Caleb Hart, and I'm a forest ranger with 20 years on the job. If you asked me a week ago what that meant, I'd have said it's nothing glamorous. A mix of search and rescue, trail upkeep, and making sure hikers don't wander where they shouldn't. But now, I know it means a lot more. Sometimes, it means seeing things you can't unsee. It all started on the night of April 17th, a date that's burned into my memory. I was called in just past midnight. The sky was heavy, a thick sheet of clouds choking out any light from the moon, and the air smelled wrong, like a mix of smoke and something rotting. I met up with my partner, Ray Dawson, another ranger who's been in the field almost as long as I have. We were supposed to secure the perimeter, according to the agents already stationed at the fire. They wouldn't give us much more detail, just vague instructions to make sure no one got too close. There was no sign of any actual firefighting crew, and no one explained why. Ray and I had seen plenty of controlled burns before, but this was different. The smoke was thicker, darker, as though the fire was consuming more than just trees. And the agents, none of them were the usual forestry or firefighting types. They were dressed in black uniforms, barely spoke a word, and they all seemed to be watching us just as closely as we were supposed to be watching the forest. As we walked our designated patrol line, Ray couldn't hold back his irritation. "Why call us in if they're just going to keep us out of the loop?" he muttered. I agreed with him, but something about the whole scene made me want to keep my head down. The less I knew, the better, I figured. I wasn't about to cross any lines, not with those agents around. Still, the hours dragged by, and the silence was almost unbearable. Every so often I'd hear something, maybe just a bird or the wind, but in that thick smoke and dark, it sounded like whispers, like voices that weren't meant for human ears. I kept brushing it off. Rangers aren't supposed to get rattled, but even I felt something creeping under my skin. Ray, though, he didn't seem bothered. If anything, his curiosity was burning hotter than the fire itself. He kept glancing into the trees, his flashlight beam cutting through the smoke, as if he were looking for something. "Think it's some kind of experiment?" he asked me, his voice low, almost conspiratorial. I shrugged. "Maybe. They didn't exactly give us a debriefing." But he kept going, his voice filled with a strange eagerness. "You ever wonder if they're hiding something out here? Something people aren't supposed to see?" I wanted to tell him to drop it, but the words died in my throat. In a way, he'd said exactly what I was feeling, that there was something out there, beyond the fire and smoke, that had no business being disturbed. But before I could respond, Ray was gone. One second he was beside me, and the next his flashlight beam was bobbing deeper into the trees. "Ray!" I called, but he didn't answer. I watched his light disappear into the smoky darkness, swallowed by the thick haze. I stood there, torn between protocol and a gnawing sense that something was wrong. But I stayed put. I had a job to do. The agents weren't going to let us just wander wherever we pleased. All I could do was wait. The hours crept by in silence, and I felt like I was the only one left in that forest. The agents didn't check in, and the smoke only got thicker, darker. I could feel it coating my lungs, heavy and sickly, as if the air itself was tainted. I started hearing sounds again, but this time they were closer, almost like footsteps. They stopped just behind me, and I could have sworn I felt someone's breath on the back of my neck. I spun around, but there was nothing, just more darkness. By the time dawn rolled around, I was exhausted, strung out from the constant feeling that I wasn't alone. I hadn't seen or heard from Ray all night. When he finally stumbled back to our perimeter, he looked different. His face was pale, his uniform streaked with dirt, and something else, a dark, sticky substance that looked like tar. His eyes had this wild, haunted look, and he wouldn't meet my gaze. "Ray, where the hell have you been?" I asked, trying to keep my voice steady. He just shook his head, muttering something under his breath. I couldn't make it out at first, but then he looked up at me, and his eyes... God, I'll never forget that look. "Caleb, keep your secret safe." His voice was barely a whisper, but the way he said it sent a chill down my spine. Before I could respond, he was gone, trudging back toward his truck, leaving me alone with the smoke and the trees, and a growing sense that whatever was out there knew me now, too. Ray's words echoed in my head long after he'd gone. "Keep your secret safe." It didn't make sense, not then, but something about the way he'd said it crawled under my skin. A warning meant just for me. I kept patrolling the perimeter, but I could barely focus. My mind kept drifting back to Ray's haunted face, to the sludge clinging to his uniform. I didn't know what he'd seen out there, but whatever it was, it had changed him. I remained at my post, alone, with only the crackling of the fire in the distance and the low murmur of government radios to remind me I wasn't completely abandoned. But as time stretched on, the agents' voices faded, until it was just me and the darkness of night. I've spent a lot of time alone in the woods. Normally, it doesn't bother me. You learn to read the sounds, to recognize the harmless from the harmful. But that night, everything was wrong. The silence was too thick, pressing in on me like it was alive, as if the forest itself was holding its breath, waiting. And then came the sounds. Soft at first, like a faint whisper rustling through the trees, too low to make out words. I thought it was just the wind, or maybe a trick of the fire playing on my senses. But the longer I listened, the clearer it became. It wasn't just whispers. It was voices, my voice and Ray's, echoing phrases I'd never said, yet sounded like secrets I'd kept hidden for years. I started walking, aiming my flashlight into the smoke-thick darkness. The light barely pierced it, but I could see enough. The trees seemed closer, twisted into gnarled shapes, their branches stretching down like fingers reaching toward me. And every step I took, I felt like something was waiting, just out of sight, pulling me further in. The air felt different as I moved deeper, thicker, almost wet. It clung to my skin, leaving a grimy residue, like the sludge that had coated Ray. My flashlight flickered, and for a moment, I thought I saw something. Just a shadow, slipping between the trees. I whipped the light in its direction, but it was gone. Just more smoke. I told myself it was nothing. Just shadows, tricks of the light. But I could feel a change in the air. A charged heaviness, like static before a storm. I wasn't alone. Something was out there, and it was watching me. And then, without warning, I felt it. A burning in my chest, deep and raw, like something tearing open. Memories from my past hit me, unbidden, flashing through my mind like a slideshow on fast forward. Mistakes I'd made, regrets, things I'd buried down so deep I'd almost forgotten, or tried to forget. But here, in this suffocating darkness, they felt fresh, alive, like open wounds I could feel throbbing. I stumbled, my knees hitting the forest floor hard. For a moment, I just knelt there, clutching my chest, trying to steady my breath. But as I looked up, I noticed something. A faint, smoky figure standing just a few yards ahead. It was hazy, its form shifting like mist. But there was something unmistakable in the shape. It looked human. I don't know how long I stared. I wanted to move, but I was rooted to the spot, like the forest had latched onto me. The figure began to dissolve, fading back into the smoke. But just as it did, I heard a voice. My voice, whispering, "You're not ready for what's coming." I scrambled to my feet, staggering backward, my heartbeat pounding in my ears. The forest felt alive, like it was closing in, its shadows coiling tighter around me. I turned and ran, stumbling through the underbrush, barely able to see through the thickening smoke. Every step felt like a struggle, my body heavy, like the air itself was pressing down on me, pulling me back toward whatever was waiting in the dark. I don't know how long I ran before I finally broke out of the trees and found myself back at the edge of the perimeter. I leaned against a tree, gasping for air, my mind racing, trying to process what had just happened. The figure. The voice. I didn't want to believe it was real. But deep down, I knew. It was real. That's when I realized something chilling. Ray had felt it too. Whatever had happened to him was starting to happen to me. And I knew somehow that it wasn't over. It was just beginning. I must have stood at the edge of the perimeter for hours, frozen, trying to convince myself I was still sane. But I couldn't shake what I'd seen in the forest, or the feeling that it had seen me too. Every time I tried to turn away, that voice echoed in my head. "You're not ready for what's coming." It took everything in me to keep from running back to my truck, driving as far from that cursed forest as I could, but something wouldn't let me leave. I felt like I was tethered to this place, as if something inside those trees was calling me back, pulling at my very bones. I finally convinced myself to move. I should have called for backup. I should have done a dozen other things that would have been safer, smarter. But instead, I stepped over the perimeter line, right back into that suffocating darkness. Maybe part of me needed to know what Ray had seen. What had shaken him so badly he'd looked like a ghost by the time he stumbled back. The deeper I walked, the more oppressive the air became, clinging to me like a heavy, oily fog. The smoke was everywhere, thick enough to choke on, but it wasn't just smoke. It was something more, something that left an unnatural residue on my skin, the same dark grime that had coated Ray's clothes. With every step, it felt like the forest was sinking its claws into me, wrapping tighter and tighter, suffocating me. And then the whispers began again. Only now they were louder, sharper, filling the air around me. They sounded like the voices of people I knew, people I'd wronged, people I'd let down. Their words twisted into accusations, echoing my own worst fears and regrets back at me. I staggered forward, fighting the urge to cover my ears, but the voices only grew louder, overlapping until they formed a single, distinct voice, my own, recounting the secrets I'd buried, things I'd never spoken aloud, things I'd wanted to leave behind. But here, in this forest, there was no hiding. I stumbled into a small clearing, gasping for air, my chest aching from the weight of all those voices. That's when I saw it. A figure standing just a few feet away, barely visible through the smoke. It looked like a man, but I knew better. There was something wrong about it. Something inhuman in the way it moved, the way it shifted with the shadows. The figure stepped closer, and in that instant, I felt everything I'd kept hidden rising to the surface. Every regret, every mistake, every lie I'd told myself. It was like staring into a mirror that stripped away all the parts I kept hidden, showing me the things I'd worked so hard to forget. And then it spoke. My own voice, dripping with disdain, echoed through the clearing. "Caleb, you really thought you could outrun this? That you could bury the past?" My blood turned to ice. I opened my mouth to speak, but no words came out. It was like the forest itself had stolen my voice, leaving me helpless in the face of this thing. "You left them behind, didn't you?" it whispered, stepping closer, its eyes gleaming with a sickly light. "You think no one knows, but I know. The forest knows." I backed away, my mind racing, but the figure didn't stop. It kept coming, its voice turning colder, angrier. "You can't hide from this, Caleb. Not here, not anymore." The memories hit me like a flood, raw and unfiltered. A decision I'd made years ago, a choice that had cost others more than I could admit. I'd walked away, justified it, told myself it was just the job. But here, now, there was no escaping it. The forest had ripped open a wound I'd spent years covering up, and it was making me face every second of it. In a last, desperate attempt, I turned and ran, the figure's voice following me, getting louder with every step. My flashlight flickered, dying as I plunged into darkness, my footsteps pounding against the ground, every breath tearing through my lungs. But I couldn't shake it. The whispers, the accusations. They were inside me now, twisting and writhing in my mind, driving me to the brink. I ran until my legs gave out, collapsing in the thick underbrush, my body covered in that black grime, my mind a mess of guilt and terror. And that's when I understood. This forest, it wasn't just a place. It was alive, feeding on the darkest parts of me, dredging up everything I'd tried to forget. It wanted my secrets, my guilt, and it wouldn't stop until it had them all. I lay there, gasping, feeling the weight of the forest pressing down, suffocating me. I'd come here looking for answers, but now I realized I'd only found the truth, that this place knew me better than I knew myself, and it was never going to let me go. I don't know how long I lay there, barely able to breathe, surrounded by the thick, unyielding dark. Every part of me felt heavier, as if the weight of the forest itself was pressing down on my chest, rooting me to the ground. But it wasn't just the forest. It was the memories, the guilt, clawing its way to the surface, demanding to be heard. And then I heard it. A soft, rhythmic crunching sound. Footsteps moving through the underbrush, getting closer. I tried to pull myself up, but my body wouldn't respond. All I could do was wait, helpless as the sound came closer and closer, until a dark figure appeared just within the reach of my fading flashlight. It was Ray, but not the Ray I knew. His face was pale, eyes sunken and hollow, his clothes covered in the same oily grime that coated my skin. He looked like he'd been here forever, like the forest had swallowed him whole and spat him back out, stripped of everything that made him human. "Caleb," he said, his voice an empty echo of the friend I once knew. "You came back." I tried to respond, but my voice caught in my throat. Ray moved closer, crouching down until his face was just inches from mine. His eyes, they were wrong. Dark, endless, like the forest itself was looking through him. "You thought you could keep running," he whispered. "But it doesn't work that way. Not here." My mind raced, piecing together fragments, half memories, that the forest had dredged up from somewhere deep inside me. I saw faces, people I'd let down, mistakes I'd tried to forget. I'd buried them all, convinced myself they were gone. But here, in this forest, they were as real as they'd ever been. Ray tilted his head, a twisted smile creeping onto his face. "You know why it brought you here, don't you?" I shook my head, my heart pounding, even though part of me already knew the answer. It had been pulling me in from the start, latching onto my guilt, my regrets, feeding on them like a parasite. "It feeds on us, Caleb," Ray continued, his voice cold and detached. "On the things we hide, the parts of ourselves we can't bear to face. It draws us in, makes us relive every mistake, until there's nothing left." I tried to crawl backward to get away, but Ray's hand shot out, grabbing my arm, his fingers cold as ice. He leaned closer, his face contorted with something I can only describe as a twisted sense of peace. "It's too late to run," he whispered. "You've already given it what it wants." The shadows around us thickened, swallowing the last remnants of light, until all I could see was Ray's face, looming over me. And then, his features began to change. His skin grew darker, his eyes sharper, until it wasn't Ray's face staring back at me anymore. It was mine. I stumbled back, gasping, as the truth crashed down on me with a horrifying clarity. The forest didn't just want my guilt, my secrets. It wanted me, piece by piece. It was stripping away who I was, leaving nothing but the darkness that I'd tried so hard to hide. I was becoming part of it, just like Ray had, just like every other poor soul it had trapped here over the years. I tried to scream, to fight, but it was useless. The shadows crept over me, seeping into my skin, filling my mind with all the memories I'd spent my life running from. Every mistake, every regret, every lie I'd told myself, all of it, consuming me until there was nothing left but the forest stretching out in every direction. The last thing I remember is Ray's voice. No, my voice, echoing through the darkness. "You thought you could hide, Caleb, but nothing stays buried here." I tried to scream, but it was too late. My body was sinking, dissolving into the shadows, the roots, the smoke itself. "Now I'm part of the forest forever." Trapped in the whispers, waiting for the next soul to come too close. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed the story. And remember, there's a new original story coming out next Friday. If you did enjoy it and want to support the podcast, feel free to check out my Patreon link for ad-free episodes and early access. And please don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel. You'll find the link in the show notes. The Night Tales Creepypasta podcast is available on most major podcast platforms, including Spotify, Amazon, and Apple Music. That's it for this week. Thanks again, and see you next time.